girls probably suck. I know that's hard to hear, but
in reality,
we are looking at goals too short-sighted for the most part. And I know that people want to draw this out to be a 45-minute conversation, but I don't think it's going to take me that long to kind of help you understand why our goals are too short-sighted. Part of it is because we continue looking for things quickly, right? I want to be in this shape in 4 weeks. I've got to lose this much weight before my wedding in June. I'm going on a vacation in 2 months, and I want to look awesome. That is great, and that may give you some fleeting motivation, right? Because that means things have to happen quickly. But the problem is, if things don't happen quickly, it's much easier to sabotage those goals too, right? And it's much easier to quit on what those goals were when they're not happening quickly, right? If you need to lose 25 pounds in 2 months and you're on week 2 out of 8 and you've lost 1, you're gonna get discouraged, right? And so in reality, what we should be looking at is, like, where do you want to be in 12 months, right? I get that you have a wedding in a month and a half, or you have a trip in 2 months, but where do you want to be in 12 months? Like, next year, this time, what do you want to have happened, right? In your life, what do you want to have happen in your physical well-being? Like, what are those goals? Now we can map out what needs to happen in 2 months. Now we can map out what needs to happen by the 6 month mark. But when we're at goals that are, you know, 6 weeks long, we have to change what those goals are. We look too aggressively into the short term. And what happens is we start looking for easy ways to do the thing that's not going to happen easily. And so you start to get a little skewed on the work that's involved and what we need to do on a day-to-day basis. So short-term goals do not lend to success the way that long-term goals do, where we can map out what our process and strategies are.